afternoon, everybody. Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. We've got the latest on those coming up in your afternoon wrap-up right after this.
Power, productivity, and versatility. You'll find it all at P&K with the John Deere 5045E. This tractor's got 50-engine horsepower and is packed full of grit, loaded with options, and ready to work. Whether you're mowing, baling, or feeding, these tractors are in it for the long haul. The two-wheel drive 5045E starts at just $179 a month. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/1/17. Subject to improved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details, terms and conditions, exclusions and limitations apply.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, livestock futures were mixed in light to moderate trade activity today. Cattle futures turned lower with concerns of moderate cash market pressure and the inability to draw support back into the beef values on the morning cutout report. Hog futures remained higher with front month futures, leading the traders higher. Corn prices were higher in light trade with March corn futures about 1 cent higher. Stock markets were lower, though, in light trade. The Dow Jones is 49 points lower, NASDAQ down 1 point. And in live cattle, light to moderate trade volume seen across the live cattle futures throughout the day. This led to additional pressure in all contracts. April futures currently leading the market lower with 80 cent losses. Front month February futures, though, held on to losses of 2 to 15 cents per hundredweight through much of the day as market stability was attempted by many traders. Initial market stability eroded, though, through feeder cattle today as nearby contracts held losses of 40 to 60 cents per hundredweight. The overall pressure in live cattle futures, which followed softness in beef values, created selling activity in all feeder cattle markets. Grain futures, though, were mixed today with corn and wheat unable to match follow-through buying in soybeans. Tuesday's trade featured heavy churning on the close, especially in wheat and corn, as traders followed commodity indexes as they rolled nearby positions forward during the first day of the official Goldman roll period. Corn prices were a little lower today, with a rally attempt in Asia failing to hold as follow-through buying from Tuesday's surge fizzled. March continued, though, to struggle around its 200-day moving average. Soybeans moved to two-week highs overnight on fairly steady buying into the start of trading in Europe. March futures, though, confirmed a break above the trend line drawn off of January highs. And wheat prices narrowly mixed but managed to rebound from overnight lows. Tuesday's late rally helped to add a little technical strength to the markets, but that didn't have much going on from fundamentals of supply and demand. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.